Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Bob, last week you took me on a wonderful adventure to Rome in Italy. It was quite the fun time.
I saw the photos on your Instagram. Sensational.
Yeah, it was great. And I thought, look, it's time for me to return the favour to you. So I want to take you on a journey overseas. But the first question I have to ask you, of course, because this is your holiday, are we going to Paris or London?
Gay Paris.
Going to Paris. Let's do it. Amazing stuff. Well, look, there's not much time to pack. We're flying out of the Remark Airport right now. You arrived the plane just in time. Cool. What will your onboard refreshments be? Tea, coffee, something else?
Surely champagne.
You can have some champagne. Let's do it. That does not sound like drink pouring, does it? But it is, I assure you. And in no time at all, you have arrived. Welcome to the Charles de Gaulle Airport and welcome to Paris. Where to? The Eiffel Tower or the Louvre?
Let's go to the Louvre.
Let's go to the Louvre. All right, amazing stuff. Let me get you there. And tell me, we've arrived. You must be in awe, Bob. Please, be in awe.
Now, is the Louvre, is that the big glass pyramid? Because that's sensational. The history here in France is to die for.
That's exactly what it is. The excitement of the place sweeps you up. But of course, you're here to see one thing and one thing only. Bob, what do you want to see?
I'm sure the Mona Lisa is what you're leaning towards.
You want to see the Mona Lisa. You wander the maze-like hallways, looking around for the painting, but not quite sure where it is. And you get so caught up in the thrill of it all that you barely notice that you're now alone.
What? Where'd everybody go? Where's all the art?
As the corridor you're following opens up to the room, you see it in the distance on a wall. It's the Mona Lisa.
That's a hot broad and a good painting.
Amazing. How do you feel seeing the Mona Lisa apart from it being a hot broad?
Oh, it just makes me feel my own insignificance in the universe. That's a great painting.
Suddenly, there's a crack of thunder. You leave the turn to see the rest of the room. It darkens around you and you look around and see the ghost of Leonardo da Vinci.
Ghost!
Well, if that's not... Hang on.
That's all right.
We're at the Louvre still. Bob Laurie, the ghost says, I do not approve of your opinion of my painting. Bob, what do you say to this?
Hey, look, man, I've got this iPhone. I can see real photographs of people. You've just done it with some oil paints, man.
Da Vinci is not impressed by this. Leave now or suffer the consequences, he says. You turn and flee, rushing out the door, sprinting down the corridor, through the leave and out into the sunny Parisian street. How are you feeling after that run?
Well, I mean, the street smells like urine, so...
Welcome to Paris. As you emerge outside, the French look at you strangely as they go about their day. You look back at the Louvre with fear and awe, wondering, did it even happen at all?
I don't know.
Bob, that was your trip to Paris and the Louvre. How do you feel?
Oh, it's nice to be back in good old Australia.
Yeah, we're back again. Look, you saw a ghost. Pretty supernatural experience there, but I hope you enjoyed your trip overseas. Let's head back to Australia now and over to Lockie for some local news.